continuing our live Saturday edition of the program. Here to take your calls about anything. We do it 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 Eastern, Monday through Sunday. So if you miss a moment, just go to freetalklive.com. You can download all kinds of archives there and get interactive with our listeners. You can actually control the content of the website, post different things to the site, vote on others, post, vote, you know, up or down, whether you like or dislike them, and the most liked actually get aggregated to the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So feel free to head on over there and get interactive as much as you'd like or as little as you'd like. There are a variety of things to do, and they're all free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites at freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, we've had a bit of a hot night here with the topic.
To blow up.
Of,
somebody called in and said that they wanted the veterans of America to apologize, and I guess veterans of the world. They weren't specific.
Yeah, I was prepared to talk about the Consumer Product Safety Committee and how they're just destroying businesses and killing mom and pop toy manufacturers. We could still talk about that, but folks have a lot to say on this topic of veterans. One guy wanted an apology earlier. We went out and read it. You know, we went out and, you know, and said basically that veterans who claim that they respect the Constitution, that they swore an oath to uphold it, and that that means something to them, are cowardly when they refuse to actually uphold the oath because they're afraid of going to jail, going to the brig, or getting a dishonorable discharge. It's okay to be afraid. We're all afraid of different things.
The government is a scary organization.
Yeah.
It is the, well, it's in fact the most successful armed gang in the geographic area known as the United States.
We're going to continue taking your calls about what you want as we go here to, I believe Lonnie is on the line listening to XM's Extreme Talk in Cincinnati. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight? Doing great.
I'm good. First time listener. Love your guys' way of thinking. I just couldn't, it's just surprising me how many people are calling in and can't understand that little bit of what you're saying as far as being a coward. I have a pretty cute friend I grew up with.
Oh, no. I'll tell you what, Lonnie, you're in a bad cell.
Yeah, if you can get to a better cell, we'll bring you back.
Are you there, Lonnie? I'm going to give you one chance here.
Yeah, how about now?
Yep, better now. Go ahead. Your friend, something or other, go ahead.
Yeah, I have friends that I grew up with that have been in the military, and I can guarantee you there's not one person, woman, man that has served in the military that have not known that they've done something wrong, but went and obeyed, you know, their upper hand. And all these people that are calling in, it just very surprising how if they sound ignorant is what it is. They cannot understand what you're saying. And I just thought you guys needed to know that not everybody's out there. I see they're all out putting you guys down as far as your comment. But it's a simple thing of saying if you did something that you know that you weren't supposed to do, and because of the consequences, then you're a coward. So I just thought, you know, let you guys know you guys are doing a great job. I believe in what you guys are thinking, and I love the show so far.
Lonnie, thanks, and we're on there on XM every single night of the week, and a couple different channels. You can go to listen.freetalklive.
And Extreme Talk.
Actually, America's Talk and Extreme Talk. But you can go to freetalklive.com, go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can get details on exactly when we air and where you can hear us, and thanks. So appreciate your call tonight, 855-450-FREE. And he's right. Some of the people that were calling and very upset didn't really even understand what we had said. Like,
well,
when they call in, they would just be completely wrong.
It's because it's a religious issue, not a logical issue. When you're talking about the United States of America, and especially its military and patriotism, and you're talking about these issues, you're talking about essentially the second religion. And in fact, I would say the first religion here in America. And that is, you can't say anything bad about the flag. You can't say anything bad about America, whatever America is. You can't say anything bad about the military. You can't say these things, and if you do,
you hate you America.
Hate America. I don't hate America, and frankly, I don't exactly even know what America is. I think that that term means different things to different people, but I think far too many people believe that America is whatever the heck the politicians in Washington, D.C. say it is. That's what I think they actually believe. Now, they have to look a little deeper, But, you know, when you say that politicians are all a bunch of crooks and liars, and there's a lot of evidence for that, and then you go ahead and you follow their orders and you do what they say.
Ta-da! Whatever they say. Yeah, you're just obedient serf at that point. Let's go to, let's talk to Hancock. He's in Virginia Beach. Hancock, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
So, when we talk about freedom, you know, we're talking about the Constitution typically. You know, we're talking about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and those sorts of things. And those that's a guidebook of how the government is to act towards the people. So when they say that the military needs freedom,
when they say
why
the military
are they doing
what?
It in the Middle East?
I'm sorry, I missed what you said. Kelvin, because when they say the military what?
It's Hancock.
Excuse me, Hancock.
When they're defending freedom, why are they doing it in the Middle East? I mean, the Constitution defines freedom as freedom from your government, from oppression. You know, if they're going to protect freedom, they should be protecting the freedom from the government.
Yeah, they should be arresting the TSA.
Or anybody that would defy the Constitution within our own government. You know what I'm saying?
Stopping corrupt cops. Sure, I get you. And I'm glad you brought that up because people have been accusing us of painting all of the veterans as cowards tonight when we haven't been doing that, and I clarified why. But I'll go ahead and paint all the veterans with this one, and I'll say that you, if you are a veteran, did absolutely nothing for my freedom. That's something I can paint them all with, because it's true. By following
that's
the orders of politicians.
That's really my point, you know?
There may be some argument for World War II that I think people can have, and I always like to defuse that particular bomb because it is a netherworld of nonsense.
Hey, Hancock, any other thoughts?
You know anybody that served in World War II?
Do I?
Right.
Aren't very many left.
There aren't many left. I had a good friend that was a mentor to me that was a veteran in World War II, but he has passed.
But they didn't do anything for my freedom either because my freedom wasn't in jeopardy by anything that the government hadn't done at that time. It was all the governments. The government is the one, the federal government, the local and state governments are the ones that are threatening my freedom, and the military ain't doing jack to protect me from them. Thanks, Hancock, for the call. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, we continue here with Eric, listening in Oklahoma. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with the NMR.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I'm a veteran, 8-year veteran. I joined pre-9/11, and I joined just the simple fact that I wanted to, and I was doing it because I love my country, and I still do. I would not enlist now at this time. Now that I'm older, I think there are things that I've been made aware of that things aren't like they are, if that makes sense.
You feel like you've been lied to?
Well, yeah, not necessarily that anymore, because when I got out, I still didn't really come to the full grips of what was going on. I don't believe the flag is my God. I love the American flag. I love what it stands for. And I love America. Do you like the fact that you can be a convicted felon and be on the radio and talk about whatever you want?
Do you think that it makes it, do you think that it was easy to get here? I mean, at this point, the federal government is, and governments all over are handing down more and more regulations. I mean, this is my own business. Do you think
I don't. The point I want to make is I don't care where your background is or where you come from. I'm glad that you're able to do what you're able to do. The fact that you are a small business owner and you're being railroaded by the government sucks.
Okay. Just curious, you mentioned the flag. What does it mean to you?
To me, personally, it means freedom for me. I've got kids. I've got a wife. I'm able to do the things that I want to do now. I'm not a business owner. I know all the things that are going on with people that are trying to do things according to the Constitution and they're not able to.
It's interesting that people think that about the flag. I mean, isn't it actually a symbol of centralization of power? I mean, it's the 50 states, 50 stars coming together.
Freedom's getting less in the country, not more.
Well, you ask what I feel.
Yeah.
That's
I know. I'm just curious.
What it stands for now, I think it stands for a lot of bull.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-453. And, of course, there's the whole fact that the Pledge of Allegiance was instituted by National Socialists. That's a whole other story. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We call it Free Talk Live because you are free to call in and talk about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That number is brought to you by SACL CA. Hi.
So, a little message from the principal, Jason Osborne, over at SACL CAI for Veterans Day. Dear folks who make an honest living trading with others on a consensual basis, thank you for your service. At SACL CAI, you want to find out more about this company that can handle accounts receivable for your business? You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, 855, 1-855-450-FREE.
It's like Rick Perry doing a radio show here. He's sitting in all the seats.
Shrine of Female Listeners, by the way, is over at shrine.freetalklive.com. You can go and see the ladies. And by the way, it's been too darn long since we had a new Shriner. Today, we added Ann to the Shrine. And thank goodness, because it had been since before I went to jail, I think.
Is that how you mark these things?
Well, I mean, it's a good marker, isn't it?
I suppose. Yeah, you certainly remember it.
So shrine.freetalklive.com.
Before you go back, I'd like to say I think that Rick Perry got the short shrift on this whole just forgetting a government agency thing during the debate. I think it's silly.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Richard, listening to WKMQ in Tupelo, Mississippi. Hey, Richard.
Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Well, you guys are heretics.
Just about.
I know, back in the good old days, they would take you guys and put you in the public square and just burn you at the stake.
Probably true.
Huh?
It's probably true.
They'd make you drink hemlock.
We're Quakers, too, so, you know, we've had a tough time, the Quakers.
Yeah. But what this really does for me, it convinces me that you have to go back to the 30s, okay?
The 30s?
And I'm talking about, like, to a Nuremberg rally to find something that even comes close to the environment that we have here in this country. It's so out of hand, the militarism, and everybody making excuses for this imperialism and justifying it.
I don't want to disagree, but to some extent I see where you're coming from, but you know, a lot of Americans are getting sick of the specific wars, not war in general. They love the military, they love the flag, they love all that
stuff. That's what he's talking about.
He is, but I just want to make that point. They're getting sick of the war specifically, Afghanistan, Iraq. They don't want to, you know, be involved in Libya.
Is it really worse today than it ever was in the past? I mean, haven't Americans...
I don't know.
Yes, it is, and I'll tell you why. After 9/11, okay, I'm a little bit older than you guys, but after 9/11, the mask came off. In other words, this is now full-blown fascism. They don't even try to hide it. Mm. It's something that it's done openly right in your face. And so, you know, it really has gotten worse.
Yeah, I think you're right as far as the openness.
Just go to an airport, and I can assure you, 20 years ago, no one could have imagined any of this stuff.
Yeah, I think you're right on that point, that you know, the brazenness of the fascist socialist tendencies of this country's political people to just throw it in your face today. Yeah, it's definitely worse than it has ever been. And each presidential campaign, each new president builds off of the power blocks that the power structure that the previous president
That's
has.
They ratchet it up. That's absolutely correct.
So whoever comes next, whoever's elected is going to be worse than Barack Obama.
Why do they even have the elections? It's pointless.
Well, that's a good question. The reason to have an election is to distract people into thinking that something can change. I mean, if you look around the country,
Ron Paul could be elected, right?
Well, in theory, I suppose, but not very likely.
It could happen.
Now, but the idea is generally to get people fooled into this belief that something's going to be different, right? I mean, people voted for Barack Obama thinking that he was going to do something different. And every 4 years, there's always some candidate that's talking about change, when, of course, we all know that they're all basically two sides of the same coin, and that whoever wins, we're going to lose, and we're going to get screwed. But there's just the fact that there is an election gives people hope that there could be some way to change things through the system by simply pulling a lever or punching a Chad and not actually ever having to do any real work or take any risk on their own, like, you know, the people in Egypt, for instance, the people around the world that are actually putting their lives on the line, standing in the streets for change. Now, of course, what kind of change did they get? They got a crappy deal, too. But the point is, they actually were doing much more than I think the average American is willing to do. As frustrated and as difficult as they might find things, it's still sure is nice and comfy to be able to enjoy a nice 50-inch widescreen TV with, a can of beer in front of you and you know, turn off any thoughts about reality.
That's correct. And another thing about these never-ending presidential campaigns, one of the characteristics of the fascist system is called the leadership principle. And in this country, it's the office of the president. That's what the American people, they look to him as some kind of god king, like Zeus, some godlike figure. So that office is used, and it's just part of how the fascist system operates with the corporatism, the militarism, the whole bit.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much on target here, and I thank you, Richard, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's more like the president's like the Pope. Like, the state is God, this invisible thing called the state that really is, of course, just an idea. It's nothing more than human beings using aggressive force against other human beings. But the president would essentially be, you know, the top dog of that religious organization. Like,
yeah, I love the video of Barack Obama claiming that the nation state, claims for itself the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given geographical area, because that's really what it is. It is the most successful gang. Admittedly, it was a gang that was set up several hundred years ago by some guys in some really rockin' wigs. But that, and they have a strange way of electing their Don. But I don't even know how much power the Don has compared to sort of the ensconced bureaucrats that seem to really run the place.
Who run it through different Dons. Same bureaucrats run those agencies through different Dons. Very rarely getting displaced. Let's talk to Ray, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hello, Ray.
Hey, fellas, how you doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank you guys for standing up against the violence that is the state. And I guess my point is I think the only way to achieve liberty in our lifetime is to secede from the United States of America.
I support that.
And I think I'd love to move in New Hampshire, but I think the only way I would is if that was the goal of the Free State Project.
Well, the Free State Project is, you know, it's kind of set in stone what its goal is, and that is to move as many liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire. But I bet if you took a poll of Free Staters, you'd find a tremendous level of support for the ideas of secession. And that's one of the things that I'm here to promote, and we already know that secession is accepted as a viable idea by 1 out of 5 Americans today. So I think that we've got a real strong starting point to have that conversation about secession. And I think that if more people who believe in secession were to come to the same place and who believe in liberty were to come to the same place, then we'd have even better odds of actually seeing that day happen.
That makes total sense to me. Second of all, if I may, I'm an outdoorsman. I live here in Michigan. I hunt and fish. And you guys have some really terrible laws, especially when it comes to fishing. And
oh, what, in New Hampshire?
I wouldn't know. They got some really bad laws on felons in possession of weapons,
but
too.
These things can be changed because New Hampshire, unlike Michigan, actually has 12 free staters in the state legislature. So we'll come back with more here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number, the live Saturday edition of the program here with you this evening. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. News updates are there. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. So, for instance, I sent out a news update this afternoon announcing that we have a brand new member of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Anne is our newest member, and you have known that first had you been on the news list. You can get our news in email form or Twitter or Facebook, whatever works best for you, over at news.freetalklive.com.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. You can go check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. Yeah, I like to just read through them. I find them very entertaining. And if you have, say, a retail shop or, you know, you go to the flea market or have gun shows or something like that, you can get them in bulk, libertystickers.com.
We were talking with Ray a moment ago. He dropped off the line during the break. I just want to address briefly what he said at the end of his call. He had said that he thinks the idea of secession is really good, and he wished that the Free State Project was all about secession, that it was focused on secession, so he could then feel better about joining the Free State Project. And I pointed out that, well, plenty of Free Staters that I know support the idea of secession. It's just not part of the Free State Project, which is nothing more than it's basically a website that encourages people who love liberty to move to New Hampshire. And then you do whatever works best, whatever activism you think is most important, whatever you think is most pertinent when you get here. And most importantly, you're together with other people of like mind. And bringing people who love liberty together in the same place results in really neat things happening. Like liberty lovers actually getting elected. Look at the history of the Libertarian Party, for instance. The Libertarian Party has never had the electoral success that the Free State Project has had, that Free Staters have had.
This is in less than a decade.
Right.
The Libertarian Party has been around since 71, as long as me, 40 years now.
Right. It's more like 5 years or 6 years, Mark. I mean, these people haven't been here very long at all.
Yeah, the first elected state rep was within 4 years.
2006, and then a couple more in 2000. Was it, wait, am I off? Was it 08?
6, 8, and then, 10.
So the other point that needed to be made about this is that he was concerned. I said, well, So we kind of explained to them that a lot of people here support secession. Like, this might be a good place for you to be if you love liberty and you want to secede from the U.S. Well, I fish for a living, and or I like to fish, and there's all kind of onerous regulations there in comparison to Michigan. So the point there that should be made is if you want to sit and wait until New Hampshire gets more free, that's your business. But if you actually want to have liberty in your lifetime, there may actually be some work involved in getting there. Like, the kind of people that we want to move to New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project are the ones who want to get involved now to change things. Because they understand that sitting and waiting isn't going to be a very effective way to get to liberty. So there may be the chance that in the future in New Hampshire, fishing and hunting regulations could be rolled back. We've already seen, for instance, one of the Free State Project members who's been elected to the State House has put forth a knife ban repeal. They had some law that prevented people from...
Knives with two sides were dangerous.
Right. There was some law preventing people from holding certain kinds of knives on them. And she proposed this piece of legislation. It passed. And now there's no restriction whatsoever, that I to my understanding, on carrying any manner of knife in the state of New Hampshire.
There are if you're a convicted felon.
Okay, thank you for that, Mark. See, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
This is the other example that goes into this. Look, I moved to New Hampshire knowing that it had some of the most restrictive laws on felons possessing weapons to defend themselves and their families in the nation. I decided that I wanted to work towards liberty, that was more important to me than staying where I was in Florida, where I could own, say, a black powder pistol or, you know, a musket or something like that.
But what were the odds anything's going to change in Florida?
Minimum.
Exactly.
The rest of the country is sending their old people there and they're voting for tyranny.
This is one of the most frustrating parts about being here, is that there are some people who love freedom and they look at New Hampshire and they say, oh, well, New Hampshire has this law, and so therefore, I don't want to move there because of it. So why don't you go ahead and get rid of that law, and then I'll move. And then I'll help you achieve liberty in your lifetime. But that's the reverse of how things are supposed to be. If you want to help achieve liberty in our lifetime, then come here and help us get rid of these terrible laws. Come here and help us stand up for freedom.
Yeah, like you said, you know, some different people have different motivations.
I pay more in taxes today than I paid in Florida. I pay four times the property tax to live here, and I didn't buy that much in Florida. So the, you know, like the sales tax down there really wasn't sticking it to me that hard.
Yeah.
So I pay more to live here to the government, which is one of the most distasteful things I could possibly do. But I made that move because I knew that I would be with other people, and I knew that me coming here would help encourage other people to move here because I've got a radio show and I get to promote things that go on here. And so can you imagine, Mark, how do you think the Free State Project would be doing today if Free Talk Live didn't move up here, didn't make the move up here?
I don't know. I wonder whether the present that it was the future in 2005 when we signed up for the Free State Project would be entirely different. If maybe it would have never have worked at all. I mean, Free Talk Live has a huge voice.
We're the number one recruiter for the Free State Project aside from word of mouth. Free Talk Live is that. And so the more people we can get here sooner to do whatever style of activism is exciting to them, whether it's running for political office or civil disobedience or making media, doing outreach, the more people we can get here, the more excited people will get about coming here and skip the objections. If you can see the vision for what could be, and that's exciting to you, forget the objections and get up here. Go to freestateproject.org. Let's continue. Mr. Nightmare is on the line listening in Washington to Yakima's KUSA. Hey, Mr. Nightmare.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I mean, I heard you earlier talking to someone who was a vet, and you said there hadn't been a declaration of war, and so therefore he was a moron for following his orders.
No one called anyone a moron.
I never used the term moron. That's a mischaracterization.
No, but you didn't use that word, but you know, basically registered in my head that you were calling him a moron.
Nope.
Okay. What you did not go back and research, obviously, is that after 9/11, George Bush went to the Congress and under the War Powers Act, got their approval to attack the Taliban. And
right.
after it was decided that they were going to Iraq, that he went back to the Congress and got the War Powers Act approved.
Yeah.
So
now,
they
this
didn't
is
have
a declaration.
To declare a war. All they had to do under the War Powers Act was to get the approval of Congress. And
right.
now what we have seen in Libya was that Obama, well, I really call him Obamanov because he's a communist, he did not go to Congress to get their approval to use U.S. forces against Gaddafi, okay? So the reality is we have used the War Powers Act, which allows the president to say, okay, go kill these people.
Ah, see,
whatever.
Mark, the Constitution,
okay.
It's been there's been an end run around it by
right.
the War Powers
that's
Act.
That's exactly what it is. It's an end run. Now, why in the world will the Constitution explicitly lay out the way to go about declaring a war and then Congress not do it? And then you're going to call that constitutional.
Exactly. I mean, if the law that's there, okay, that says the president, before he goes to war, has to get the Congress to approve it, okay? And Bush did it twice, then it's constitutional.
I don't see it that way.
But the men in robes do, Mark.
But the only point that we made was if a vet or, you know, a military person believes that the Constitution should be followed letter verbatim and they choose and they don't care if the, you know, the Congress has broken that law, which to my mind they have. I understand the Declaration of the Use of Powers and the War Powers Act and all this. I get that. I understand it. I'm certainly, you know, not versed on this. But, you know, if somebody thinks the Constitution should be followed, they took an oath to it. Yeah, and then they don't care. They go ahead and follow the order anyway. Then they're a coward.
I want to know where Mr. Nightmare's name came from. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. No trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's MAINE Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts, your call. If you're on the line here, 855-450-FREE will get you there if you're not already. If you don't get in tonight, don't worry about it. We do this thing 7 nights a week. Mark, you are the main host of the Sunday show, and folks can hear that tomorrow night, same times, same place, over at freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE.
Same rules of engagement, just not quite as offensive. Sunday, Free Talk Live.
I think there are some people who are very offended by you, as a matter of fact.
Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar-powered generating system can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. It'll take a 25-foot cubic freezer completely off the grid. If you have a smaller freezer than that, you can take your refrigerator, your well pump, and all those things off the grid. And this generator will be paying you back every single day, because it's generating power all the time. It's not sitting in your garage collecting dust and the gas is putrefying. Check out the SG1 at freetalklivesolar.com. Again, it's freetalklivesolar.com. They have experts standing by, even on Sundays, for free education. Because you need education when it comes to purchasing a solar unit. It's freetalklivesolar.com.
Let's continue. Mr. Nightmare, still with us, listening in Yakima, Washington, to KUSA. Where did you get that name from?
Well, I was a member of a 13-man team that was part of Operation Phoenix, which didn't really exist. It was a CIA, which was we were tasked to kill I called it the Bars of Better program, but it was like kill colonels or generals, whatever. And we would off and did other things when we didn't have mission tasks. And we would attack the Ho Chi Minh Trail and a program that I put together for that attack on Ho Chi Minh Trail. Earned me the nom de guerre, if you want to call it that, Mr. Nightmare, because then my team said I caused nightmares and amongst those people. And since then, I've caused a lot of nightmares for bad guys.
So you used to work for the CIA?
Yeah.
And then what do you do now?
Two years in Vietnam and 16 years afterwards. From 76 to 93.
Now, are you supposed to talk about that? I thought CIA agents are sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, well, I can say that I did it. I can't tell you what I did.
Got it. So where'd you go after that? Are you still in the CIA? Is it one of those things where
No. I've been a defense contractor for many years. What I do now is, and what I've started a company to combat maritime piracy.
So what does that mean?
Well, I have a system that I've designed. I can see a 14-foot wooden boat 5.5 miles out. I can track it in at 1.5, 1.8 miles out. I can see into that boat, and if they got weapons, then we 250 decibel
Plexon?
Loudspeaker that says, you know, and we haven't decided on what we're going to say, but basically is, come any closer, you're dead. Okay?
So to whom are you marketing this? Who's buying?
Well, at this stage of the game, it's in the developmental stage. I'm looking for money, okay? But that doesn't change the fact that I still do what I do. If I'm required to go into bad guy territory to take out a bad guy, then I still do it. You know, I mean.
So wait, are you still working for some government agency?
When I need to be, yeah.
So they can just call you on up and bring you back in the fold? Like, is it the CIA that can just call you right back up, or is it the military?
It doesn't matter.
So
they need
are you
me,
saying
I'm
they,
there, okay?
Right, if they ask you, is that what you're saying?
I came back from Afghanistan at the end of 83, moved back to L.A., woke up one morning with AK-47 fire going on, automatic. I was like, oh, Christ, I'm still in Afghanistan, you know, and I realized then that I was not. I was still in my friend's apartment that I had moved back into, and looked out the window, and there's three bangers that have killed two cops. They're there with their AK-47 automatics, and they're spraying and praying, and they got two cops trying to combat them, and nobody's coming to help.
Was that the bank robbery story from several years ago?
No, this is 1984.
Okay.
Okay? And I'll tell you one not too far along back, 2007.
Mr. Nightmare, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story. I'm just curious about that name, 855-450-FREE. So basically a alleged spy for the CIA. We continue here and go to... Angela is on the line listening in Eureka to KGOE. Hello, Angela.
Yes, hello. Thank you.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is the pedophilia and the disgusting things that go on day and night in the local courts, the courts all across the nation, where the criminals are the ones that are doing these crimes to children. They're putting them in homes with pedophiles and total child abusers. And when they do things to children, nothing happens. But yet they make up false allegations against the parents to take your children, and it's called a civil matter. They don't ever charge the parents because they're the ones that criminally abuse them.
So have you had personal experience with this?
Yes. They cover it up. They falsify records. They lie. They perjure themselves. And all these officials are in cahoots together. Not only were my children allowed to be molested day and night, but they were sold, like ordering up a pizza. Do you want a white child under 3 years old? And they all take part in all of this. And you can't do anything about it. Nobody will listen. Nobody cares. And these do-gooders that want to join this horrible CASA organization, they, in fact, have child welfare services attorney go to the CASA trainings and give their little pep talks. Oh, no, we don't do that. We don't do that.
What is CASA?
I'm not familiar with this.
Court-appointed special advocate.
Uh-huh.
They're supposed to give a voice for the children and what the children will want.
How did you come across this? I mean, I imagine there's quite the code of silence on this matter that you're alleging here. How did you become aware of it?
I thought I had rights just like other Americans that live in the United States. We think we have legal rights. That we have this Constitution that's going to protect us, that they have to prove that you are a child abuser or that you did something to harm your child in order to take your child. That it doesn't go that way at all.
Mm.
They decide by seeing your child, let's see, it's white, it has big blue eyes, it's under 3 years old, it's very sellable merchandise. They bring law enforcement with them, they don't have a warrant, they walk into your home like a gang of criminals, they seize your children, carrying them out, and with the child welfare and child protective services. And then they have all weekend, if they grab them on a Friday, to make up nothing but outrageous lies.
And they, you're claiming this is a, they turn this into a civil matter?
And 2.5.
And you're claiming that they call this a civil matter? I mean, it would seem
call
like if they're going to confiscate
matter,
you.
And they throw you if you're poor. They especially pick on you if you're poor and you don't have money to fight them. then you lose your children from the get-go. They throw you a public pretender, and they all decide, and every week it's the same names, and they all draw a name out of a hat, basically, and I've got the mother this week, and I've got the father, and I've got the children. The children that my children had, the attorney, come to find out at the end of this case when I didn't even get to say goodbye to my own children in the county of Humboldt County, Eureka, California, where it is so corrupt, the corruption is just rampant. And they're all connected. They're all inbred. It's all disgusting. They're all Facebook friends. And the attorney that was supposed to represent my children, and oh, by the way, I begged the courts for a CASA because everyone told me what they have done with your children is so illegal. From the day they laid their eyes on them, they decided to grab them.
You remember there was a story a while back, Mark, about the very rich, well, politically connected couple that actually managed to just snatch some kids from some other parents?
That was out of South Carolina.
This is because they knew the right people.
I mean,
happening all across the universe, day and night, and no one cries about that. Children are being ripped from their parents' arms and being sold like cattle.
Angela, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sorry to hear about that situation. That's horrifying, and I believe that you're not the only one.
For those that were questioning the statistics of 90% civilian deaths in the wars here, from the Iraqi war logs, classified U.S. documents, 104,924 Iraqi deaths, which were 92,003 were civilians. So there you go.
And if you didn't get in tonight, call tomorrow. Talk to Mark, 7 to 10 Eastern, freetalklive.com. We'll see you then online in the meantime.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to Vaporsmiths.com.